Good morning. We are Masechet Nedah Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, starting on the Amud, and this year is being recorded or broadcast from Weimar. Lolo is the area in Germany. Okay. So now we started talking about Amud Aleph Lakish. So now we're still discussing all examples over here of Beit HaNistarim and Balua. So we saw yesterday Beit HaNistarim. So one of the examples of Beit HaNistarim right, like kematav. Like if you've got, for example, wrinkles, or in your under your armpits, or if you fold your elbow like this, your elbow, or any place that would be covered, but not because it's inside your body, right? But because of just hold on 1 second. Okay, there we are. So it put the lighter. Not because of something that's inside you, but like a temporary cover. So for example, the Gemara says over here, Kane bekomato shel zav. Right? So if there's like a straw, let's say, like imagine put under your armpit or something like that where you're holding it and it's temporarily covered, so temporarily concealed. So then we know that if it's temporarily concealed, so it isn't meant to metame, right? I went to Matame. So, Kaneva Kabatoshel Zav. So, it's in the Zav's arm. Right? He's a Tamega. The Hesitbo etatahor. Right? So, he has a bit of a, almost like a play. Because, you know, we know that one of the ways to become Tame is to mat Heset. Right? That is if you lift something. But normally we're speaking about a Zav himself who lifts something. Right? Or a Zav himself who remember we spoke about the clothes in a Zav, a Lav. Etc. And he now moves with that pole or with that thing there, somebody who's tahor, right? So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish says he is the tahor, right? Look at here, because the first time it'll come, we'll see later on why. However, kaneba komatoshel tahor, but if a tahor person is sitting there with the stick on his armpit, they sit in azav tamei. If he moves the zav, he's tamei. Why is he tamei? Look at Rashi. Tahor is the boda zav tamei ha tahor. Who's tamei? The tahor is tamei, says Rashi. Why? Sharei nasai ta zav. Because what does he do? He basically moved the zav now. But now normally who becomes tamei, right, is the zav. If he would move something. Here, he moved the zav. Look what the Gemara says. Ma taima, right, ma taima, why? Rashi says, my time at Tahor, and he said, but Kaneshel Komatoshel Zav Tahor. So now we go back. Rashi tells us that this question, firstly, is on the first question. So we've got two halachas over here. We've got Kaneba Komatoshel Zav, Vesit Bod Atahor Tahor, and Kaneba Komatoshel Tahor, Vesit Bod Azav Tame. So Rashi says, yeah, the question is, why is the Tahor Tahor in the first example, right? When he moved that Zavga, why did he become Tame? Because Amakra. V'chol asher yigabo hazav, right? Look at the pasuk. The pasuk says v'chol asher yigabo hazav. Anything he touched him, the zav touched him. V'yadav lo shataf b'mayim, but he hasn't gone to them. Basically, washed himself yet. V'chibes b'gadav. So now he has to wash his clothes. V'chatz b'mayim go to the mikvah. V'tamer arif. So v'chol asher yigabo hazav v'yadav lo. See that? That's the play on the words. V'yadav lo shataf b'mayim. Zeh esito shel zav. Shelo matzin lo tuma b'chol haTorah kula, right? This idea of heset of moving the zav, it's an exclusion. It's a chilush, complete chilush. Lo matzin lo tuma b'chol haTorah kula. Va'af kerach b'alei b'lashon negia. The Torah here, he speaks about that halacha. What language does it use? It uses the word negia b'chol asher yigabo hazav, right? V'yadav. So it's negia le'maimre the heset v'negia k'yadav. So he says over here, what's this halacha of heset when the zav is mesit? How does he do mesit? Mesit has to be like yadav. Mahata me'ebrai, avhacha me'ebrai. Says over here, just over there, right, where it has to be touched with something that's from the end of his body, so it's from the end of his body, and here what did he use? He used a stick, right? So we got the zav used a stick. That's not the end of his body. That's not touching him. If he used any part of his body, it would work. But the sticker wouldn't work. The Gemara doesn't tell us why the tahor, the Komato Shel Tav Zibur Azav is Tameh, but maybe that is injured. Okay, so the goes like this. We go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Avar Azav Ubal Keri and Nan Metamin. Okay, remember that Ad She Tetzer Achutz. Then the Mishnah said. Let's look at the Mishnah quickly. The Mishnah is on Mem Amud Aleph. No, that's not the Mishnah. Where's our Mishnah? Anybody find the Mishnah? Where is the Mishnah? All right. Is there a Mishnah before Adam the first Mishnah? On Mem, right? The first, the very first Mishnah of the Pirate. Zabu Barakir Yamitamin. Can't see it. Oh, yeah, we are. Sorry. Okay, okay. Fifth line. The Mishnah said the Yotze Dothe, the Mishun Omek, the Rashi Rue, Zabu Barakir, Adamitamin, Adshe Tetze to Matan Lachutz. So Zabu the Barakir, whatever emissions they're having, as opposed to a woman who we saw, was even if it was stayed within the inside, right, in the Kitle, in the Kitle Beit Arechem, right. Here, the discharge has to actually leave the body. That's what the Mishnah said, right? So it's like a zav. How do we know zav? Dichtiv ki yes zav mivsaro. So it doesn't say bivsaro like with the nida. It says mivsaro from his flesh, right? Actually, it says zav mivsaro. And Baal Keri, straightforward. We know that from dichtiv veish ki tetzei mimenu shichvat zera. Attack heftis be mimenu. Come out of him. That's it. Straightforward. Nothing on it. Hayach. Now the next part of the Mishnah was a bit more interesting. Right, right. If he was eating truma and he felt he was about to have an ejaculation, right, he felt his body shaking. So we saw the ochez ba'amar bolea. He has to hold himself, finish eating, so not to make the truma tame. Right, it goes like this. But now we've seen the Gemara before. By the way, we saw this exact Gemara already. We saw it earlier on Daf Yud Gimel a couple of weeks ago. So goes Hatan Rebbe Lezomer Kol ochez ba'amar mashtin kilu mevi mabul olam. So we see if he's not to hold himself, not to touch himself while he's urinating, right? So how can he now suddenly be instructed to hold himself? Look at Rashi there, mevim avul lolam. I skipped all the Rashi's there, I see. Kiri mevim avul lolam, right at the bottom. Shemit chamem et emarav and veidei keri. Vezeo kilku, doramabu, shenemar, ki yishchit kol basar. Doramabu are being accused. They killed the generations because of what they did. They warmed themselves, hit themselves, and they wasted sperm. So how can we encourage a guy to do this? Amar Abaya, v'mitlit ava. Remember this Gemara before. So Abaya's mitlit ava, what does it mean? In other words, like a thick, soft cloth, and that worried him with the rabbi. Amar afilu tava mitlit dokar. Rabbi says no. Even if you tell me that you used a thin one, it's fine. Why? Came under akar akar. It was a done deal already. It's not like you're going to stimulate yourself. It's done. All we're doing now is basically hanging on to just bar at a time. V'abaya. So now we've got a machlok rabbi. Rabbi said ava, and Rabbi says afilu taimer rachka. So it's like this. V'abaya. Why is Abaya telling us that you have to do an ava? Because Abaya is worrying that maybe you'll come to add more. You'll perpetuate the situation. And Rabbi is worrying about it. Who said why? That Agora Bacha over there says, Velo. And he's not concerned. The Agora Bacha, that Aleph, they add in a quick question here. He says, Rabbi Lusuf Elo Chayish. One says, what? He's not Chayish. Rabbi got worried about it. Vatanya Lamazidome. What is this similar to? We saw this coming before. No, then it's with Ayin. It's like a thing in your eye. She calls Banshe. It's with Ayin Medamat. While your finger's in your eye, so you're causing your eye to be ulterior and you're causing tears running out. Vachozer to Medamat. And the longer you leave your finger in your eye, the longer it's going to be weird teary for. So that's exactly what Abaya is worried about. And Rabbi, you're saying he's law worried, not worrying about adding, about perpetuating. Like Moses, Rabbi, kol ichmume b'hadar ichmume b'shaat lo shachiach. So Rabbi's saying, no, what's going on over here? Rabbi says, that's all very nice with regards to your eye, right? But kol ichmume, but once it's already been warmed up, the stimulation's already completed, b'hadar ichmume b'shaat lo shachiach, we don't find basically any perpetual, any increased activity around the same time. Once it's happened, and we've got nothing to worry about. Amar Shmuel, it's like a kol shichvat zera, she'ein kol gufo margish ba enem metama. Now Shmuel brings a halacha here, which is quite a kula, right? Quite a big kula. Because we said that a Baal Keri is metamei, we said that shichvat zera is metamei, right? Sperm, at least benegia, we saw the benegia, right? So he says, Aviyah Shmuel, no, when is shichvat zera metamei? Only if it came with a sensation. Whereas there was like an ejaculation, a sensation which caused which came with the sperm, and therefore that is what makes it into tumah. So he says, my timer. So he says, why? Says shichvat zera, Rachman. The Torah calls it shichvat zera. Berau'i lahazria. Shichvat zera, meaning if we are lahazria, right? So if it just happened, if it wasn't in circumstances where there was excitement and it was a proper ejaculation, then it wasn't doing anything. There was no chance that the sperm could be mazria, and therefore we aren't interested in it. What brings a kasha? Meitivei. So we ask a kasha from a bright Mishnah Masechet Mikvaot. Right, haya maharer balayla. A person was thinking, having dreams, right? Vamad mitzaro cham, right? And then he woke up, and he found that he was in an excited state. Rashi says mitzaro cham is ever, right? His penis was basically it was warm. Tame. The Mishnah says there that he's tame. Why is he tame? Look at Rashi at the bottom, secondary wide lines of Rashi. Shema yatzav in a keri. Because he might have had an ejaculation. And Rashi says himself, yeah, but my, but why is he tame? We just saw a second ago. Vaha lo irgis. This was done in a dream. There was no, it wasn't Ra'u Lazria. Right? So, it's like a Tirgum Ravuna. The Meshamej b'nato b'chalomo. He was having, what do you call a wet dream, right? He was having a dream where he was having relations in his dream. Right? Look at Rashi there. But Meshamej b'nato b'chalomo in his dream. The inafak vada irgish. If something came out, he definitely would have felt it. Was it the Eif Shal Shavish, but no Hargasha? And therefore, Hargashaya doesn't have to necessarily mean specifically in active having relations with a woman, right? As long as there was a Hargasha. That's one, because we're going to another version of this. Lishna Achrina, Amar Shmuel, Kol Shichvat Zera, She'enu Yerekechetz, Enu Metama. Here seems to be a bit more into the point, because when Shmuel said, Kol Shichvat Zera, She'en Kol Gufo Margish, and then we brought the Bakor, the Pasuk, where we said, my time is the Shichvat Zera Marachmana, Bera'ui Lazria. So really, Yorek Echait, being shot like an arrow, that is what we're speaking about. That is properly the act of Mazria, right? So here, Shmuel brings the same aloha in a slightly different version, but it seems to be more to the point. And Matame. So Shmuel says, Ma'ika bein high Lishna, the high Lishna. What's the difference between the two Lishnas? The one Lishna said, Kol Shichvat Zera, go for Mari, didn't feel it. And the other Lashon is, right, that is Yorek, not Yorek Echetz, shot through in a little like an arrow. So Gemara says, Ikebenayu ne'ekra bahargasha, ve'yatz'a shelo bahargasha. Okay, medically, by the way, this is correct. Right, you know that a person, that there are people who have a problem, right, with that sperm comes out without ejaculation and vice versa, that there can be a sensation, but then very little sperm. It's actually a medical problem. It's treated. So he says like this, where you have ikamenayu ne'ekra bargasha, so there is like a sensation, v'yatsa shelo bargasha, but it dribbles out. There's no real, look at Rashi there, the second very wide line towards the end, yatsa b'lo argasha, de'eno yorek echeth. Basically, there's no, the semen doesn't really burst out, it just drips out. I say that would be enough. According to the first day, which says, that you want Ra'u Lazria, so we don't care. It was Argasha at some time, it was Ra'u Lazria. The second Lashon would be only if the ejaculation came out properly, even if there was a Argasha, so then there wouldn't be Tuma. Right? So the Gemara is milted the Pshitin and Shmuel. So what was Pashul Shmuel? Because Shmuel stated all of this as a fact. Right? It was Amar Shmuel. Right? So what Shmuel saw as a fact, me bai leila Rava. Rava had it as a question. Rava asked a question. Dabai Rava, Rava asked a question. Ne'ekra bargasha, be'astash no bargasha, ma'u. If we had a case like the second Lishna of Shmuel's, where you had an ejaculation sensation, but nothing actually came out, or didn't come out properly, ma'u. And there he said, Toshma, and there he brought from Mikvaot, from that same Mikvaot there, Barakhet Mishnah Gimel, the answer said, Baal Keri, Shtava, Velohi Til Ma'i. So Baal Keri, who went to the mikveh, right? He's a Valkyrie, right? In other words, he had a discharge, shetaval, veloy tilmayim, right? But he didn't yet make a urinate. Like sheyatilmayim tamei. You see over there that he's tamei. So sorry, it's actually not even an answer. This is a bit of a question, right? Because we said over here, me buy the rabbi, the buy rabbi, nekra bakashav, yafstashlo bakashav. Right. We're bringing the answer, right? Sorry. So it's the Toshma, it's the answer to Rabbi's question, but the Brighter brings us a bit of as a question, right? So he says, yeah, kashir til maim tame. So why is he tame? Says, shani hatam, derubi bahargasha nafak. Why? Because the majority came out bahargasha. So even this little bit that comes up with the hatlag bami, when he goes to the tone and urinates, is tame. Because of the fact that it's tumah, it's zera that came out with a full hargasha. The Gemara with the Lishna Achrina here as well. Right, Amar Lehi, Amar Shmuel. Right, this is the third version now of this halacha. Kol shichvat zera sheni rokechetz einam mazrat. See how we got a bit of the two together. We said at the very beginning, Shmuel's first lashon was that eino they don't margish, and we said there because we want to have ra'u lahazria. Right, and then the second lashon was yorek echet. Here, the third lashon seems to include them both. She'eno yorek echet, eno mazraat. Right, if he hasn't got hargasha, call me mazraat. He hasn't got mazraat, so therefore in yorek echet. And here they go together. Right, so the Gemara says like this: Izrua hudro mizra ha temua metamia. He says, however, the Gemara is medayek in Shmuel. He says, call she'eno yorek echet, eno mazraat. So it says, Izrahu, it might not be able to become fertilized and be able to serve any real purpose as far as growth is concerned. However, Temuye Metamia, it would be Metame. Now look to the left there, to the Tosfot over there quickly. Just look on the left side of the page, there's a small Tosfot there. Ha Temuye Metamia. Tosfot says, Perush. Va'afilu ne'ekra belo hargasha. And he says, according to this Lashon of Shmuel, you have to say that when we've got it here, what's the third Lashon of Shmuel? The third Lashon is like this. Kol shichvat zeresh eno yorek kechetz eno mazraat, right? And on that, the Gemara says is metame, right? Even though there's no hargasha, because he says that was im lo kein hainu nishnekama. If we don't say that, even if there's no hargasha, it is metame, then we're not different in the very very first lashon, because they're basically saying is if there's no hargasha, it's not metame. So we're saying even without hargasha, you got it? Clear? Right? Get a bit of lumpness out of this whole sugya at least towards the end, right? So if there's no argasha, even then it's still metame, which makes it different to the first. The first case was that if it's law argasha, we said then if that was Shmuel's first law, kol shichvatir she'ein kol gufo margishba eina metame. There without argasha, it wasn't metame. Here, if in this lishon over here, kol shichvatir she'enu yorek kechetz enu mazraat, we're not discussing tumah now. Discussing whether you're able to fall pregnant from a yetzia like this or not, but nothing with tumah. Even that hargasha might not make, be able to impregnate her, but you would still be tamish. And nehemar, why? Because it's ki yevecha ish, ashlo yet tahor. Right? Look at the whole passage. The passage like this: ki yevecha ish, ashlo yet tahor mikre, laila. Ashlo yet mikre, ash ki yevecha ish, ashlo yet tahor mikre laila. ויצא אל מחוץ למחנה, לא יבוא לתוך המחנה. זה כי יהיה אישה שלא יהיה טהור מקרה, אפילו קרי בעולם. Right? So basically, it makes no difference. It's a אישה שלא יהיה טהור, doesn't matter where, what, how. That is a case of tumah. And therefore, the last case, I just want to check something here. Right, exactly like we said. Perfect. I suddenly got to doubt myself there for a second. All right, the word carries on. Now, Bayi Rava. Rava asked a question. We have a few questions over here. I'm sorry to be a spoiler, but they're all going to end in Teikus, but they're built one on the other. That's why I'm mentioning this. Okay, so bear in mind the first question. The second question is as a result of the first question, and the third question is as a result of the... Of the second question. So it goes like this: Bayi Rava, Oved Kochavim Shehirher. So we got a goy now, right? And he had Hirhurim, and we saw now a few moments ago what happens when you have Hirhurim, right? If you look at Rashi over here, Over third wide last towards the end. Over kochim shirer v'nekar v'lo yatsa. Right, so there was this nekar, there was this an ejaculation sensation, but nothing actually came out. Right, and then v'yarad v'taval. And then he went to the mikveh. What was this going to be doing out of the mikveh? Right, quickly. What do you think he was doing out of the mikveh? Converted. Right. Look at Rashi there. L'shem geirut. He went to the mikveh l'shem geirut. V'achar kach yatsa kiryo. So now what happens? He had this stimulation, the ejaculation sensation. Nothing came out. He went to the mikveh, and now he's a Jew. Comes out of the mikveh as a Jew, and now suddenly the keri comes out. So now we said, "Ein below hargasha in a metame." There was hargasha, but he was hargasha when he was a goy, and there was the keri when he was a Jew, right? So that's a Gemara's question. Now Gemara's like this: "Im timtzel lomar bater akira zlinan." If you want to say that we go after the moment of the akira, right, but it actually happened, right? Hani mili shichvat zera, right? So now. Then nothing we can do. He wasn't a Jew yet. We just said a second ago, we saw, we brought that Mishnah right from Mikvaot. We said Baal Keri Shetaval Veloy Tilmaim, and then Kshiat Tilmaim Tame, and then when he urinated, so the sperm came out with the urine, and we said impossible that some sperm couldn't come out, and therefore he becomes Tame. So now if we go after the Akira, he was a goy. The Matzi Nakidla, right? He could have stopped it. Lo, no, so he wouldn't be Tame. Or deal with Loshna, or maybe make the Rashi over here, the bottom. Or deal with Loshna, the Chumre, could go on the Gabi Akira, the Gashad, the Israel, the Loshna, the Kula, Kihacha, right? We would say Tame doesn't know about Akira, because it makes no difference. We always go after the Akira, and therefore in our case over here, we just go, it's a Kula. If we go after the Hatlat Mayim, it's a Chumra. So are we being Machmir, are we making here with a Goy? Right? Do we go after the Akira? And therefore, what can we do as a Goy? Or do we say, no, or we go after the time of the urine? Or does it make no difference? And we always go after the Akira, in which case it would be a Kula. And what's the Gemara answer over here? Teiku. Right? We don't know. So now comes the next question. So the first one was about an Oved Koch who became a Jew. Now the next question follows. By the way, also the second question. Oved Koch Avim Zava. Right? So now we've got an Oved Koch Avim, a woman, and she's a Zava. Shenekru me meiraglea. Right? That here she urinated. Veyarda v'tavla. Okay? And now again, Rashi tells us, V'yadav etavla, why? L'shem Yehudit, to convert. Right? Look at Rashi quickly. The first question we just said a second ago, right? He was a goy, and he had an akira, and then he went to the mikveh in the middle, and we went sure. So it's like this. Look at Rashi. If you want to say with regards to a zava, a normal zavna, that after urinating, then she went to the mikveh, but Akira go to the mikveh, honey may be sure that only applies in Israel, the Tumatomi Doraita, right? But look at now, getting back in the Gemara. Same thing to Loma, but Akira, as you know, we go after the Akira. So Alpha Gav the Matinaka, the Yuan Israelit, the Tumat Doraita, they only apply when it's a Doraita case of a little Kochavim, Zabed to Rabbanan, but with a Goy that we made her, we said that the Goy all got that deal of Zabed Rab, which only to Rabbanan, so no, we wouldn't say that, or do we not make the difference? We'd always go after the case of Akira, and therefore, even in this case, we had to go to Kula. Right, do I say Galuchumra and say with the Goy it's different, and we don't go after the Akira, and we go afterwards, and after should be Taman, like what says Taiku. Right? So basically, why did I think there were three questions? In my mind, I remember.
Did you skip one? Did you I skip one? The second one?
Oh, okay. I remember there were three questions, and no one was noticing. So I can just skip to the end of the daf. Wait, let's go back quickly. I thought there were three questions. Okay, so the first question was about Oved Kochavim. That was the very first wide line, and we said Loshna. Then Pai Rava, Zava. Here we are, not a Goya. Zava Shenekru Meimeraglea. Here we are. This was the case we needed for the third answer, right? So Zava Shenekru Meiraglea. Right, so look at Rashi over here. Zava. Right, Shenekru, the third last to the end. Shenekru Meiraglea. Dahave Me'ein Avatuma. So Zava. She's Me'ein Avatuma, right? Because she's like an Avatuma, because we're saying that there was obviously some blood there with her. Viad of a tavla, and then she went to the Gemara. He said, Lomar batra kira zidan hani midi shech vatzera. Lo matzinakit la, maybe shech vatzera, which she couldn't control. But Mary Akle, which she could control, the matzinakit la lo. Make no difference. Or we're going to loshna, make no difference. The message we're saying over here, we haven't got the answer yet with any idea with regards to the wounds of Zabe. And then we asked about, Surikachavim Zabe, Shnei from Mary Akle. And then we said that with regards to Yisraelit, we would have said over there that it's Doraita, whether a goyet to the Rabbana would make a difference or not, the more answers take. Okay. Right, we finished the three questions. Alright, now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this, Umetamin b'chol shehein. What was that? We said over there, Ubolera Truma, Umetamin b'chol shehu, afilu k'ein char dal b'pachot mikin. Rather, we saw there was a bit of a strange lashon in the Mishnah, that the blood we're speaking about over here. Right, we said over here, Haya ocha b'truma v'hirgishin is avarav, ocha z'amu bolea t'atruma, u'metamin b'chol shehu over here, right? We're talking over here, that this shichvat zera is metamei, not the blood. Any amount, even if it's a k'ena chardal, right? Like a little mustard seed, and u'pachot mekin, even less than that. Okay, even less than that. So that's what we're up to. I'm a Shmuel. But then we say, we explored this yesterday as well. We said we've already learned the measure for a Zav, right? Then what's the minimum? It has to be enough, which could have basically blocked the channel in the penis, right? It would have to be a little bit bigger than a tip of a chenach shlemar. Or ichtim besaromi or, right? The pasuk, I look at the pasuk, it's like, v'zot yeh tumato kezovo, rar besoro et zovo, or ichtim besaromi zovo tumatohi. So it says, oh, right, hichtim besaro mizovo. So we learned that already, that over there, look at Rashi there, oh, hichtim, when it was lach, mizovo, right? So it says there, the tumatohi miktzat zovo, it by tumat ziva, right? So the Gemara said like this, v'anan t'nan, someone should work with a second, v'anan t'nan, t'mein b'chol shehen, then we learn in our Mishnah, then we t'mein b'chol shehen. So where are we coming with this idea of Shmuel over here? We have to have this measure of Stimat Piyama. So the words like the Hudam Rabbi Natan. He says, no. Let's look at it away. It's a machloket over here. That is like Rabbi Natan. It's a Gemara in Pesachim. We've seen this all before. Tell Rabbi Natan Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Zav Tzarich Chatimat Piyama. Right? Rabbi Natan was the one who said that he needs this measure of closing up the channels. Velo hodulo. And Chacham didn't agree with him. So that Amar Shmuel there of Zav Shechina Piyam Ama is the Rabbi Natan in Masechet Pesachim, and Chachamim didn't agree with him, and therefore that seems to be the halacha, and therefore our Mishnah tells us any measure, it doesn't matter how much it is. Right, so the question is, my time with Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Natan was the one who quoted Rabbi Shmuel, right? He quoted Rabbi Shmuel. So he says, "What's Rabbi Shmuel's svara?" Then he says, "You have to have this stimat piyama." The Amakra, the pasuk says, "Oichtim." It says, "Oichtim v'sarom izav." And he has the Rashi. It says, "Oichtim," right? Basically, when it's wet from mizovo, right? So we basically have something in Rabbanan and Rabbanin our Mishnah. Where do they get it from? It's called shuhu. So whom you buy? They says that you need for something else. That aloha there, which Rabbi Natan Amar Shmuel is quoting there, that pasuk is lach metame metame beyavesh. Look at the Rashi, the third wide lines on the top there. Lach metame. The hichtim mashmelach says that hichtim, that it's sealed it up, implies that it's wet. Washayavish and a tofes piyama avinafil. We saw this. If it was dry, if the zera was dry, it would just fall off. So in order for it to actually be able to work to seal up the piyama, it needs to be wet. It says, "Lach matame b'enu matame b'yavesh." That's what that pasuk over there is. Oichtim b'shom izovo comes to teach us. Right? Rabbi Shmuel, where does he learn that idea from? It has to be wet and not dry. Hahu mirar nafka. So in the same pasuk it says, "Zotiyem mitumato b'zovo rar b'soro." Right? Etzovo. It says that rar. It's actually on a metapake. Right? Rar. Right? It's like rolling. It's wet. Right? Rar nafka. So Rabbanan, what do they do that's Virar? She says, Rabbanan, hulu minyana hudata. Right? They need that limud there of the Rar to tell us about the counting. Right? And the Agorabach over there sticks in Bezovo. Right? You see that there, the Agorabach over there, he says, the Ata Bezovo. Right? He says, the Ata Bezovo, Chada. So now we're going to see now how we know when you have 3 days of sighting. He says, Bezovo is the one. Rar Besoro is two. And Etzovo is Tlat. You look in the pasuk, it says, "Vezot yetumata bezovo rar besaro," right? So you've got Rar and then Etzovo. So you've got Bezovo, Rar Besaro, and Etzovo. All those three Leshonot, they are Zav. So the first one is Zav, it's liquid. Rar Besaro means it's liquid. And Etzovo means it's liquid. Limer Zav, Baal Shalosh Riyot, Shechah Bekorban. Right, what Rabbanan need the Rar for. They need that Rar to come and help us understand that there's 3 days which makes him into a Zav Gedola. Look at Rashi very quickly. The last one that says Rar Mash Belach Kamo Vayored Reiro. Then it drops down. Rav Zovochan says Zotiye Tumato Zovochan a Rar Tray et Zovot Lash Kamo Rat. That's basically Rashi tells them. Oich Tim. So now, so the Melazav Basho Shechavikam. So we say Oich Tim Besaro Mizovo. Rat Tamei Mikzat Zovot Tamei. The Melazav Bal Shteiriot Shematam Mishkav Moshav. And the rest of that passing of this are basically Chachamim. Bring this whole limud that you got the zav and the roar and the mizav, right? Teach us that 3 times is a zav gedola, and then you've got the next, which is the ohichtim, right? That in the end of the pasuk, the same pasuk, it says there. So it's got bezovo 1, rar besor 2, etzovo 3. That's for a zav gedola. Then it says ohichtim besaro, which is 1, and mizovo is 2 to matohi. So we see in the same pasuk, we learn the idea of a zavah gedola with 3 re'iot and a zavah katana of 2 re'iot. Right? That's mitame miktat zavah tova, limed al zav ba'al shtei re'iot, shemitame mishkav moshav. So that's the whole limud of Rabbanan, what they use with the verse. What's the Rabbi Shmaya? Minyana minale. Where does he learn this idea? Where's his makor for understanding you have to have 3 sati before you make a korban? He says, naftalami Rabbi Simai. He's got a limud Rabbi Simai. The Tanah Rabbi Simai, it's Gemara Megillah, Rabbi Simai Omer, mana katuv shtayim, v'karot tamei. Shalosh v'karot tamei. He says the Torah, basically itself, right? Mana katuv shtayim, 2 cases where it calls you tamei, and 3 cases where it calls you tamei. Look at Rashi over here. Shtayim v'karot tamei. Rashi brings the Rashi just on the second two, right? He switches actually around, I think. It's a different order, right? He says shtayim v'karot tamei. Ki hiye zav mivsaro. So he says over there, ki yihiye zav mivsaro. Let's just find this pasuk. The Rubin and Shav Amar Terehem Ish Ish Ki Ezav Mifsaro. See, that's going Vayikra Tedvav. It's a different pasuk. We previously bought Vayikra Tedvav Gimel. Let's see Vayikra Tedvav Bet, the pasuk before that. The Rubin and Shav Amar Terehem Ish Ish Ki Ezav Mifsaro. This is what Rashi says. She says Shtayim Kriya Ki Ish Zav Mifsaro Chada and Zovo Tamei Trei. Right. So you got Ish Zav Mifsaro and Zovo Tamei. So that pasuk over there, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that teaches us about a zava ketana, right? Shlagotamei, shalosh v'karotamei, and then 3 as well. A pasuk with look at Rashi there, shalosh v'karotamei, zot tihiye tumato. Now, according to look at Rabbi Shmuel, our tana, the Rabbanan and the Mishnah learned the same din of tamei of zava gedola and zava ketana from one pasuk, right? They took the first part of the pasuk of zava gedola, second pasuk of zava ketana. Rabbi Shmuel as a separate pasuk. Right, the pasuk before that, where he learns from there Zavah Ketana, and where does he learn Zavah Gedola from? Look at Rashi. Zotie Tumato. He learns Zavah Gedola from our pasuk. Says Zotie Tumato. Bezovo Chada. Rar Besaro Et Zovo Trei. Oichtim Besaro Mizovo Tlat. You see the difference? Rabbanan learned that Hichtim as Hichtim Besaro Mizovo to tell us that those are Zavah Ketana. Rabbi Shmuel needs Bezov Rabbi Saro Etzovo Oichtim to teach us about 3 re'iot for the Zava Gedona. So it turns out that our Rabbanan learned from one pasuk, and Rabbi Shmuel learned Zava Gedona from our pasuk and Zava Gedona from the previous pasuk. So Gemara says like this. First, okay, so to give us an example, he has to say Shtayim and Tumah Shosha Korban. It's Pashut. Right? 2 is only for Tumah Ketana, Zava Ketana. And the third one is Zavah Gedola to bring a korban. The says Uleman Denaf Kedai Tarvayu. So now the person, meaning Atana Arabanan, who learned both them from one pasuk, so Mizot Yetu Matov Zovo, right? That's our pasuk of here, right? They learned Zovo Zovo and Ish Ish Kiye Zav Mifsaro, and the next pasuk. So my Avidle, what do At Chachamim use the next pasuk, meaning the previous pasuk, right? Pasuk Bet. What do they use pasuk Bet for? Because they learnt it all from the one pasuk. says Ma Abida, what are they the first second pasuk for? So Nibailai Achiyatsu Mifsaro. Achiyatsa Mifsaro. They need it, that's what they do. We start off at the very, very beginning. We start off by saying, right, that the keri has to leave the body, as opposed, that was the Mishnah, as opposed to the blood, which is already still inside, right, it makes it tameh. The keri has to leave the body in order for it to become tameh, right? So Nibaila Achiyatsu Mifsaro. So like this, so zovo tamei lamali, right? So what do we need the pasuk for bichlal? The Rebbe Neshava might lehem ish ish kiezav so zovo. So that's kiezav mipsaro, mipsaro. Like we already learned that. But what's the end of the pasuk? Zovo tamei. Who says zovo tamei lamali? Says limel lazov shehu tamei. That's a limel on its own. That the zov itself, right, is tamei. So basically, we've got a situation like this. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the first pasuk teaches us the Zava Gedola, the second pasuk teaches Zava Ketana. According to Chachamim, the first pasuk teaches Zava Ketana and Zava Gedola. The second pasuk teaches that basically it has to be Yotz, it has to leave the body, and that the Zav itself is Tamei, because the pasuk says, Zovo Tamei Hu, and that is basically the Makor for all of that. So I'm Rabbi Chanilai, Shmuel is Rabbi Shimon. Right? It's like a Shechvat Zera, Leroe B'mashuhu, Lenogeya Bekadasha. So yeah, Rabbi Shimon says Shechvat Zera Leroe B'mashu, in order to basically be a Zava who sees the Zav. Right? In other words, if you're counting and you want to see if you've got Zivot, right? Yitziot. So it doesn't matter how big it is. But in order to be of a Tumat Maga, have to at least be a Kadasha, right? A barley or a lentil, right? So he basically gives two different measures. If you look right at the Rashi there, right next to the Gidun Hashas, he says, where do we learn the Isurim here of all the measures of Tumat Maga? We learn that from Sheretz, right? Right, he says the shechvat zer. Right, he says like the negir shet nafkada negir the shechvat zer lekaman mi'o ish asher yiga. Right, basically, he comes along, Rav Chanilai, remember Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, and he says quite simply, that's all very good what our Mishnah says, that's metam v'koshahu, but that is with regards to re'iyah, not with regards to tumat maga. So Gemara says, v'ha'ana metam v'koshahin, but our Mishnah, we don't think our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said quite simply, metamin v'koshahin. Didn't say re'iyah v'koshahin, it says metamin v'koshahin. Right? Right? My love and the nogaya. So isn't that understood that means to nogaya as well? The Gemara says no. Leroe. Actually, that's what our Mishnah meant. When our Mishnah said Bakoshahu, it only meant Leroe. It's Toshma. We can see over here, we got Tosefti Mesechikadi. It's like this. Chomer b'shechvat zera b'sheretz. There is some elements of shechvat zera, of sperm, which is more chamer than a sheretz. The chomer b'sheretz b'shechvat zera. And on some aspects, the shechvat zera, the sheretz is more chamer than the zera. And I'm going to explain. Chomer b'sheretz, when is the sheretz more chamer? Sheretz ein chaluka tumato. Right? What does it mean, ein chaluka tumato? Look at Rashi there. Rashi goes to a different version. He says, "Ein lo chalukat tuma." The sheretz kata metamegalo. We don't care how if it's a we don't want a big sheretz or an old sheretz. But sheretz doesn't have a bar mitzvah to metame, right? We don't say, "Ah, is the sheretz a bar mitzvah or not?" Right? We say sheretz, right? Aval katan, right? But look back in the Gemara there. Mash ein kei meshichvat zera. But as opposed to sperm, look at Rashi. He says, "Aval katan pachot miben teisha ein lo keri." A katan until 9 years old, if he has some sort of discharge, it's nothing. So the sheretz is more chamur, because even a baby sheretz is metam, hey? And chomer shechvat zera, and we got more chomer shechvat zera. She shechvat zera metamei b'chol shehu ma she'ein kein b'sheretz. And there is the chomer of the shechvat zera. And shechvat zera metamei b'chol shehu, right? Chomer shechvat zera, ma she'ein kein b'sheretz zera. Chomer shechvat zera, she shechvat zera b'chol shehu ma she'ein kein b'sheretz. So here, this was a brighter over here, right? We explained our Mishnah a second ago. We asked the Kasha and Michal Abishur Elezer when he said that Shechvat Zeret Metame only be Ad Adasha. And we said, one thing is different to our Mishnah. So we said, no, our Mishnah actually means Re'iyah. So we brought a brighter. And another thing I explained, that brighter is a Kasha again, on Michal Abishur Elezer. And again, the brighter says, Mashiach can be Sheret. So we've just proven that you're wrong, that the Sheret is Chamur, that the Sheret is Metame B'maga. But Shechvat Zera is Tamei, in that Shechvat Zera is Metam B'Koshu. Right? The Gemara says again, my love, Nogaya. Isn't that for Nogaya? In other words, we need a mash, even a masha who will be metame, but Nogaya as opposed to a sheret, and not like Rabbi Chanla ben Shum, Rabbi Elizabeth, Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says, no. Even that bright there, which we just saw over here now, that bright all about Re'ia and not about Negia. So it was, wait a second, Vaha Dumia de Sheretz Katani. Ma Sheretz ben Negia, Av Shechvazer ben Negia. In other words, it seems that they're similar, right? Not necessarily in their measure, but they both have the same metame aspects. They're just like a sheretz is metame, so to shechvat zera. And we're assuming at the moment that shechvat doesn't have to be a shiur. So I'm right about Ava, shum sheretz ketani, v'shum shechvat zera ketani. He says, really, we're talking about each of their names, their titles, their categories. That's what we're saying over here. We're saying that Balkeri is like a tum, that Shechvatzer is like a sheretz. Not that they have the same. Not that they work independently. You got a category called sheretz, a category called Balkeri, but both of them nonetheless are like. We saw Rabbi Chanan ben Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, that they have to have at least a measure of adasha in order to be metame to mat maga. So it says, v'sheret lo metame mashu. So that was the question. Up until now, we just said a second ago, that we know that a sheret and a bas shechvat zera are both metame. We wanted to say that a shechvat zera metame mashu even for negia and not just for a ia. We've just tried to prove from a couple of sources with regard to sheret, between a sheret and a balkeri, to show that a sheret is a shiur, balkeri doesn't. Then we came around full circle and we agreed that even Shechvat Zera would need a shiur. But now the Gemara says the other way around. V'sheretz lo metame mashu. Why do you? Everything was based on the assumption, on the principle, that a sheretz needs a shiur. But don't we say that a sheretz lo metame mashu? And if a sheretz doesn't need a shiur, then certainly a Shechvat Zera won't need a shiur, correct? Ira? There was in the previous Rashi, Shum Ein Necha Sheretz Matame B'Mashu, Aval Shechvat Zera Yesh La B'Mashu Kegon Leroi, but not for Negia.
Right, now you can understand the question.
No. You mean Dafti, because we said Shum Sheretz B'Mashu, okay, but our whole principle up until now has been that the Sheretz here is like, is a, you don't like this, eh? I understand. Right? That the sheretz needs a shiur, right? You're right. Rashi actually does. I left out the Rashi. Rashi does fine tune the question, right? So what's the sheretz lo metame mashu? Baha anantnan. What's the time? Already after 8 o'clock. Okay. Baha anantnan. Avarim ain't name shiur. That if you got an avin, right? If you got a full limb, right? We saw this before, right? This is where we've seen a couple of times. The Mishnah Masechet Oalot. We saw the Meila, right? That if you've got an avin. So you don't have to have a shear on a limb because there's chashivut, remember? Anything with chashivut never needed a shear. So it's like this, ha'evarim and lem shear, right? Even, yeah, pachot mikazayit basar amait. U pachot mikazayit basar nevela. U pachot mikadasha min asheret. Right, the Gemara brings a perfectly good question. Yeah, I don't know, we learned with a Mishnah, mefureshet. That any aver, right, if it's a body, it's got this nekazayit, if it's an avela, nesna kazayit, and if it's a sheretz, it's a limb of a sheretz, it's like a leg of a sheretz, or a tail, I'm not sure, it's navel at the eyes, that goes to the limb, probably, right? Or sheretz, right? And even metame, you don't need a adasha. So where do we come from that the sheretz needs a shiur? So the Gemara says, no, shani ever, that's different. That's an ever. The kule, the makom adasha kai. Look at Likutei Rashi, you've got Likutei Rashi over here. He brings the Rashi over here from Chuli, from Ila actually, and from Chuli, but we are from Ila. It's like this: the Evrim ain't named Shiur, the Ever Koshehu, right? However big it is, imushalem if it's a complete, afilu pachot mikazayit in a nevelot or Ever Shalem min asheret shu pachot mi adasha, even a sheret which is smaller than adasha, but it's complete. Metamin why? To hoyel v'hein evarin shleimin, even because they're complete. אף על פי שאין בהם קשיר, מתאמין משום דחשיבי. רואים בנת? An ever has got חשיבות. חשיבות doesn't need a שיעור. So you can't come bring that as an example. That's a unique case. That's what we're talking about. An ever, right? But not if we are speaking about any other parts. Now I lost my place. Give me one second. Oh yeah. We go back to the Daha Ilu Chaser Purta. He says, because let's say, like, this is the proof we're going to say. Daha Ilu Chaser Purta, right? If it put ever mika matamia. If it was missing nothing, right? We said the ever the tame, obviously not. So therefore, the ever is basically what the Gemara says. Shichvat zera, the chaluka tumato mahi. So now we go back. So we say okay. So now we got shichvat zera. We said shichvat zera is mechulek. We said as opposed to the sherets, even a big sherets or a small sherets, a young sherets or an old sherets makes no difference. We said shichvat zera there is a chaluka, right? We said that less than 9 years old, there's no shichvat zera. Older than 9 years old is. So we said the Gemara says okay. So now, Shechvat Zera de Chaluka Tumato, which we see that is a Chaluka, Mahi. Ileime Bein Yisrael de Nochrim. When we say there Chaluka Tumato, what do we mean Chaluka Tumato? Are we talking about Chaluka? We want to understand what is this Mahalaka. We understood it clearly because Rashi told us, right? And we saw over there, 9-year-old, etc. But the Gemara is saying, what does this mean Chaluka Tumato? Ileime Bein Yisrael de Nochrim. Are we trying to say that Chaluka Tumato is different between Goyim and Jews? There's a combi, because then we come back to sherets as well. Because even as sherets, it seems that there is achbar diyam. It's like a water-based, right? Like a water-based type of rodent. If you look at Rashi over here, achbar diyam, eno metamek, retanya ba'ol varotev. So these water-based rodents, right, whatever they would be, the shratim in the water, they were metame. Why? Because you have to learn from the achbar di abashar. Because you have to learn from the pasuk there, which is al aretz, right? So therefore, it can't be that the tumah is chaluka of a goy, because then you got different types of chalukot as well in shratim. Elabain katan and gadol. It must be between a katan and a gadol, and therefore there's no difference between a sherech katan and gadol. It's the difference between a human being with keri, gadol, or katan. Amar Papa. Our Papa says like a kenai. Right? So this whole story over here is a machloket tanaim. Right? Look at Rashi, yeah? Ketanai, nogeya ibe mashu ibe kadasha. This din over here of tumat shechvat zera, where we said earlier on, we had that Rabbi Chanilai Mishum Rabbi Lezer, right? Or Rabbi Shimon. We said shechvat zera l'ro'e ibe mashu and nogeya ibe kadasha. I said that's all a machloket tanaim. Not so pashut. Right, what? Sorry, anybody else something? Right. Our Rabbi Kedai says, Minayin, how do we know that? Because he says, like, Minayin Rabot Nogaya Beshichvat Zera. Where do we even know that we include this Tumat Maga with regard to Shichvat Zera? Says Talmud Lomar, or Ish. The Pasuk there says, or Ish Asher Yiga Bechol Sheretz Asher Yitmalo. Oba Adam Asher Yitmalo Lechol Tumato. So he says from there, we learn it from there. He says by Upligi Tanai Ba'alma. Right? And now we've got a machloket Tanaim here. Right? The Iki Ba'adam, look at Rashid on the Tanai Ba'alma, by the way. He says there, Vishamati, Vishmainan Ba'alma. He's got a slightly different version here. Not Upligi Tanai Ba'alma. So Shmainan Ba'alma, Tanai. The pliga but the kame duchtin. This is a common argument which is found all over Shas. The kame duchtin, right? Where we've got a din, we know this before. It says, don mina umina, or don mina v'oki ba'atra. Remember that? We've got this concept throughout Shas. We've got Tanaim saying, when we want to learn Gzairah Shavas, do we learn don mina umina, right? We say, don mina umina, v'ket amri, don mina v'oki ba'atra. So, in other words, do we learn the Gzairah Shavas in absolutely? Or do we say, no, certain dinim are unique to those circumstances. We learn the general dinim, but we leave out the unique circumstances. Or do we learn the Gzairah Shavah in general and unique as well, and we basically would force the dinim to be the same as the side that's learning from the side that's being learned from. It says like this. No, the one who learns Domina Amina, we've got Sheretz here and Shechvat Zera, Ma Sheretz Benegia, Shechvat Zera Benegia. Umina. So now, once we learnt that we've got this in the pasuk here, we've got sheretz and shichvat zera are both being metame negia. So now we learn, we say don mina umina. So once we're learning the concept of negia from sheretz, so now let's learn everything. Uma sheretz bekarasha, af shifchat zera bekarasha. And if we're going to learn the din of shichvat zera from sheretz, let's learn it up completely. So we've got the makor of negia from sheretz, and the sheretz is arasha, therefore shifchat zera must be arasha as well. And on the other hand, we've got another side to this machlok, and we could say no. We could say don mina. Okay, so let's learn the din of shichvat zera from sheretz, right? However, v'oki ba'atra, but leave the unique aspects on its own, right? Look at Rashi, v'oki ba'atra, henach shivchat zera bimkoma. Leave the shivchat zera v'oki ba'atra. In other words, so we've got, okay, you're telling it fine. So we've got shichvat zera learned from sheretz, but now let's look at shichvat zera, right? Ma sheretz benegia, av shichvat zera benegia. So that is the don mina. So learn that we've got a din of negia from shichvat zera and sheretz. V'oki ba'atra, but ever make them keep the uniqueness in its own. Ma shichvat zera l'ro'e b'mashu. Just like a shichvat zera, everybody agrees that when there's re'ia, that if you're seeing this discharge, you don't have to have a measure any size that you can. So let's leave those dinim over there to itself and not bring the dinim from shich, from sheretz across as well. After no gabe mashu. See, if we say domina mina, we say from sheretz, I learn from sheretz. What sheretz? Kadasha across the board. Shlichat zera also kadasha. If we say domina voki ba'atra, right? So we say no, domina mina. So we'll take the sheretz and we'll learn shichvat zera tumat maga. But now we know with regard to sheretz, we've got a tumat riyah is b'mashu. So oki ba'atra, leave sheretz alone. Leave shichvat zera on its own. We've got a measure for shichvat zera already. What is that? B'mashu. So to be negev b'mashu. Right? This is what our papa wants to tell us. So Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Rav Natan Rav Papa. Rav Huna says to Rav Papa, Mimai de mi'o ish de sheretz kamar bile. He says, that's all very nice, right? That only works if you tell me that it comes from O'ish. Because there we've got O'ish, asher yugar b'chol sheretz, asher yidmar lo. And then we say that the whole limud of tumat b'shichvat zera, it comes from sheretz. He says, Dilma mi O'ish asher tetzei menu shichvat zera kamar bilei. He says, maybe it's not coming from that pasuk at all, right? And then you got a bit of a problem. Because if you take the pasuk there of Ayikra Kapet Dal, it says, Ish Ish, Mizera Aaron. Right? Vuhu Tsarua, Ozav, Bekochim lo Yochal. He can't go and eat the kochim. Ad Che Yitar, Vanogea Bechol Tamei. Nefesh Asher Tetzei Menu Shichvat Zera. There there's no sheretz. Right? So there we don't have to worry about Domina Amina Avoki Batra. Shetzei Menu Shichvat Zera, can't remember that. But the Kula Alma, Domina Amina. Right, so Gemara is like this. Shailinu le Tanai. They asked Tanaim, right? Ika the Tanika Rapapa, and there were those that learned of Rapapa and had the Bekor that we learned from Sheretz. Beganika Rav Huna, Parade Rav Natan. Some learned like that, some didn't learn like that. And we depend on each one, we end up over here.